Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 25th of September, 2015. Lord told me, really? The Lord told me to do this. Really? The Lord told me. Really? Really told you? Now, brothers and sisters, this question is a very, very important question because this has become a fad, a style. Everybody going, Lord told me, Lord told me, Lord. Now, yes. Definitely the Lord speaks, but not the way many people are doing. Not the way. For instance, we know, if you go and search, even the news, over the years, some murderer will tell you, God told me to kill so-and-so. The Lord told me to kill so-and-so. That's not true. Just because the Bible says God told him to kill somebody, it's not true. It's not scriptural. It's not what God said in the written word. So which Lord is speaking to him? Then there are times, and there are cases, I remember one woman killed her children, no? And she said the Lord told. Certainly that Lord that she is hearing is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, therefore the question I put is, really? My question always, really? They told. Because it will be completely berserk. For instance, many times, the person, the murderer will tell, the devil told me. That we can agree. Why? God said the devil came to steal, kill and destroy, and do not give the devil a foothold. That we can agree. But God telling you to kill somebody, now obviously it's extreme cases, so you say no. But there are other things I've heard over the last 20 years ministering. There are a couple of times, at least 2 or 3 times, if not 3, One woman tells me that the Lord told her to divorce the husband. And then I start checking the scriptures for her to show under these conditions only God hates divorce. But under these conditions you can divorce because if the person has committed adultery, like in my case, my wife could have divorced me and she would have been right. But she didn't do that. She hung on to the marriage. Now, there are certain conditions. For instance, your life is threatened. The husband is coming drunk and whacking you and you can run. Because you have to run. The self-preservation. You have to preserve life. God has given you life. The husband didn't give you life. The God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, gave you life. And of course, you have to protect that. You have to protect your children. There are certain conditions. But to come and say, the Lord spoke to me and I want a divorce. I know, it's over. The Lord spoke. It's a lie of the devil. And somehow the Lord is speaking to her if she's actually hearing the Lord, some Lord, or she's actually wanting her own heart's desire and using God's name. That is why in Exodus 27, remember the Old Testament I'm telling you has not been abolished. It's not abolished. It has been full. Whatever we need to do in the Old Testament, Jesus Christ has accomplished it. But the Old Testament is not abolished. But God calls it the ministry of death. Because people couldn't do what is told to do there. So you do this to get to heaven. You do these rituals, you do this Sabbath and all that. Couldn't do. So Jesus completed all that for us on the cross. And now it's a New Testament of life, ministry of life. But the Old Testament still exists. The commands. That means God says, Exodus 20 verse 7, it says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, that is irreverently, I'm reading from Amplified, irreverently in false affirmations. In false affirmations means, God told me, God said this, God, or in ways that impugns the character of God, blasphemes his name. It makes his name look terrible. It makes his name look doing wrong things. Like God is making you wrong things. Like God told me to murder. That's rubbish, man. So, or the Lord told me to divorce. It impugns the character of God. It's not God who's telling you. For the Lord will not hold guiltless nor leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain. Now, let me read that. The Lord, this Lord is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God Almighty, will not hold guiltless. That means he'll hold you guilty. Nor leave unpunished. He will punish. There's no escape from here. If you keep on doing this, suppose accidentally you told this. oh God, or something, you know, in vain you took it. Sorry, Lord, you will be convicted by the Holy Spirit. Your conscience will convict you, and you'll ask for mercy, and He loves you. He will wash away your sin, because confess with your mouth, believing in your heart, He will wash you. But you have to ask forgiveness. Whenever you know you have sinned already, ask for forgiveness. Come boldly to the throne of grace, He says. Come boldly through the throne of grace. Don't run away from Jesus Christ. Don't run away from Father God. Come boldly through Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness. And He will forgive you. He's a loving God. But if you continue using the name of God in vain, God said this, the Lord said this, the Lord said this, the Lord said that, and Lord doing, and there are a lot of people doing this. No? They will take a scripture. I'll come to that later. So the Lord said, you're taking the Lord name of God in vain. In vain. So what are the times when the Lord actually has said which will match? First, you have to check scripture. Search scripture. John 14:26. In the King James Version I'm reading, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. John 14:26 says, the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance all things as I've said to you, that I have said to you. Who has said to us? Jesus Christ. So what He will bring to remembrance? All things that He has said to us. What He has said to us is in the Bible. It's a written word of God. But to know, to fall, and what the Holy Spirit is going to do? Bring to remembrance. That means we already have it in us. How to have it in us? You have to read the Bible or listen to the scriptures in audio, or teaching, or somebody teaching, or whatever, or you listen to audio. Better to listen to audio on and on and on. You listen to the New Testament first, and then all the Word of God will enter you. All what Jesus Christ has said will enter you in the Gospels. And then, whenever an issue arising, Jesus Christ promises this, that the Holy Spirit will bring the remembrance. Many people who do not know Scripture are simply saying, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. Brother, sister, I'm speaking to you. It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Why? The Lord says in Exodus 27 that He will still hold you guilty and you will still be punished for doing this. He protects and preserves His name. The name above all names. The name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The name above all names. Every knee shall bow on the mention of His name. And you go, any one of these persons who are doing this, are in trouble. Step by step, what the devil will do, take control and begin to confuse them, and their life will be no peace. And then people will not like you, because you are saying the Lord said this, the Lord said that, the Lord said this. People will simply say you are a liar. Why? You are saying things that are not, those who know scripture will know that you are simply talking. Something else is talking through you. Or you're purposely using the name of God in vain. And they will begin to stay away from you. Because they know you're lying. The Lord said this, the Lord said that. So you have to examine yourself. That is why first humble yourself. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud. Brothers and sisters, any one of you doing this, ask for mercy straight away. Ask for forgiveness. Purpose in your mind to change today, that you will stop saying this. You will check scripture. Whenever you believe the Lord has spoken to you, this is the first thing you must do. I repeat, whenever you think the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken to you, the first thing you will do is go and search for scriptures. Two, take counsel with two or three other brothers and sisters who know scripture also. Godly counsel. Not going to take counsel with everybody also saying, Lord told me this, Lord told me that. No, take people from people who know scripture. You search scripture and take counsel from people who know scripture, and together you examine, and then you come to a valued judgment whether the Lord Jesus Christ actually said this to you. If it is not backed up by scripture, I repeat, if not backed up by scripture, that means some other Lord is speaking to you, brother and sister. Your own mind may be speaking to you. Your own desire of your heart may be speaking to you. You have to, if you are sincere in following Jesus Christ, you have to do this because it's a command. Examine and test and evaluate your own selves. 2 Corinthians 13:5. First Corinthians 8:2. If you think you know something, you do not know anything as you should, as you ought to know. You do not know anything. First Corinthians 8:2. Second Corinthians 13:5 is examine yourself, unless you are counterfeits. And then, of course, love your neighbor as yourself. There are people who go around telling, the Lord told me, gave me this word for you. They take a scripture, a promise of God, and tell the sister or brother. Yes, if it is relevant, you have to say that if the Lord told you to go and tell her. Now, the question is, isn't scripture, right? The promises of God are for everyone who has accepted Jesus Christ. The promises, right? So, you, by telling the Lord told me to go and tell you that this is a scripture for you, you have to examine. Is it your own heart wants to get recognition? What's the intention of your heart? Is it one recognition? Recognition that I told her the scripture, you know? So I feel good. You feel good. This is not going to solve the problem. God wants us to be sincere, truthful. Jesus Christ is, I am the way, the truth, and life. So you must come to the way. You have come to Jesus. Many have come to Jesus. But they do not walk in the truth. Second part is truth. I am the way, the truth, and life. If you do not walk in the truth, you are not going to get life. Because there are three things here. Come to the way. The way is Jesus Christ. Two, He is the truth. Walk in the truth, He commands us. Keep His commandments. Loving means keeping His commandments. And then you have life. This thing you have to follow. Now, brothers and sisters, anybody who misled and doing this, today is the day for you to examine yourself. Now, there is in Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. First, I'm reading from the Catholic version. Hebrews 4:12. Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides. The two-edged sword, you know, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. No two-edged sword on earth is sharper than the word of God. Piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joint from marrow, is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Is able to judge. Now I'm going to use it from Amplified to get a bigger meaning, the more spread out meaning. For the word of God is living and active and full of power. Full of power. Why? The word of God is Jesus Christ. Full of power. What power? Power of Christ. Power of Christ. Now we're having power of Christ daily. Making it operative, energizing and effective. So it'll energize, it'll operate, energize and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit. Why must the soul and spirit divided or separated? Because the complete person is made of what? Spirit being, and here's the soul, and of course it's in the body. And of joints and marrows, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. This God's word, eh? God's word will expose and judge the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. Exposing the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. Exposing the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. To whom? To you. To me. If I'm looking for the word of God, if I'm truthful and check the word of God will expose and judge the very thoughts and intentions of my heart. It'll expose and judge the intentions and thoughts of my heart. Then I know, oh, my heart is thinking like this. It is wrong. The Lord didn't say this. If some other demonic being is telling me something, and my mind is telling me something, but certainly our Lord Jesus Christ didn't say this, because the Lord Jesus Christ has said something else in the written word. You shall not divorce except for this, this, this. I hate divorce. Obviously, the Lord said to divorce with him. And I will plead with them, you know. I pleaded with these women. Never listen. Wreck the family. Family wrecked up. So what to do? But the Lord says very simple. He will not let you go guiltless or go unpunished. So these persons will be punished and will be guilty. God will hold them guilty under Exodus 20 verse 7. They'll be held guilty and they'll be punished. And in the meantime, what you sow, you will reap. Rule comes into place. What you sow, you shall reap. The devil knows you are using, if I am using it, the devil knows I am using the name of God in vain, again and again and here and there. It will attack me. Why? I have given him a foothold. That is why Jesus said, do not give the devil a foothold. Do not give the devil a foothold. because he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Devour means swallow. He is out to swallow me. So I should not give him a foothold. How do I not give him a foothold? By checking the word of God. And when you keep on learning and listening to the word of God, the Holy Spirit will bring to memory all things that are spoken by God, by Jesus Christ. And immediately my heart will know, my mind will know, I will know, my spirit man will know that what my heart and mind thinking that Lord spoke is not true. So even when you want to go and give somebody to edify them, this word of God is for them, they are suffering, tell them, brother and sister, let's use this word for you today. Why don't you meditate on this word and purpose in your heart, and God will build you up. The idea is to send them to Jesus Christ. Send them to Jesus Christ, not for them to focus on you. Oh, he gave me a word. This person gave me a word. This pastor gave me a word. Oh, this sister gave me a word. And every time come back word, they become beholden to you. God hates that. God hates people beholden to others. He wants him. Everybody be turned to him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.